So today we discuss the concept of mitzvah habah b'aver, which is a very broad topic, and perhaps we'll just dwell on one or two points which provides the structure and the guidelines for when and when not to apply mitzvah habah b'aver. Now firstly, where do we learn this from? The Gemara over here learns it from a pasuk which is in Malachi, that a carbon, an animal which was stolen, cannot be used for carbon. It's ba'a b'aver. The Gemara concludes, even though there's no gezel concern because he already was kaina, but it's ba'a b'avera and cannot be used. Likewise, says the Gemara, a stolen item is unsuitable for mitzvah use. It's a mitzvah haba'a b'aver. The Ran explains, it's based on the concept of ein kategor nase saneger. A prosecutor can't suddenly turn into a defense lawyer. An avera, which is a prosecutor, it's a negative element, cannot change its colors and turn into a mitzvah, which is a positive entity. So that's a source based on our Gemara, a Talmud Bavli. In the Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Chal Perek Aleph, another source is presented, based on the pasuk which says, Eila HaMitzvahs. Says the Yerushalmi, Eila HaMitzvahs means, Im Asisan Kimitzvason, Hein Mitzvahs. If you've done the mitzvahs the way they're meant to be, I count them as mitzvahs. Vim la, but otherwise, if you've perverted those mitzvahs, the mitzvah is a product of an avera, then einon mitzvahs, they don't count as mitzvahs. Now, Tosis lays the foundation for when to apply mitzvah above avera. He says, it has to be something which is a product of an avera. In the words of Tosis, machmas averas hagezel ba mitzvah sheyotzeba. In this case, where he's trying to do mitzvahs lulav by way of gezel, it's only because machmas averas hagezel ba mitzvah sheyotzeba. Since the mitzvah is going to be a product of the avera, it's only through the avera that he can get to the mitzvah. That's called ba'a b'avera. But in another case, where it's not necessarily linked, for instance, he says by the lulav of the Asherah tree. You have a tree with a nice lulav, and it happens to be that the tree was worshipped. He says, Atu machmas avera shenasas by binafik bay. Is it because there's an avera there that there's a mitzvah? The mitzvah isn't a product of the avera. Who asked you to serve the tree? Who asked you to bow to the tree? So in that case, he says it's not called ba'a b'avera. There's another interesting ritva on the next daf, actually, on daf lamed aleph, who says a similar concept. He says, in a case where a person steals a sukkah, not a lulav, a sukkah, the Gemara says that is yaitze according to the shittas rabbanon there, because land, property cannot be stolen. And when he forces his friend out of his sukkah and he takes over that property, it's not really stolen property. It's considered borrowed property. Halachically, it's considered borrowed. It's still considered within the owner's domain and possession. It's not as though he took it away. It's borrowed. And he's yaitze because even if it's not your sukkah, you can be yaitze according to shittas rabbanon. That's the Gemara in the flamed aleph. Ask the ritva. What do you mean? Fine, it's not a stolen sukkah. But what did he do to get that sukkah? What did he do to gain access to that dira? He forced his friend out of the sukkah. That's an avera. It's a mitzvah baba avera. He did a ma'aseh gezel. You know, the property is not stolen property. It's still always connected to its owner. And that's the quality of karka. It stays inherently connected to its owner. But he did a ma'aseh gezel by forcing his friend out of the sukkah. So why isn't it baba avera? Answer the ritva. It's not baba avera. Why? Fact is, the sukkah is not a stolen sukkah. You're not dealing with stolen property. And since the property is unstolen, it's still in his friend's rishus. So although, true, the avera gave him access to that property, but that's beside the point. It's an external factor. It's not part and parcel of the mitzvah here. He's sitting in a borrowed sukkah. It's not a stolen. The sukkah itself is not stolen. Halachically, it's not considered stolen. The fact that he did something wrong to get to the sukkah, okay, I'll have to pay for that. But that doesn't affect the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a result. It's not a product of an avir. And therefore, he says, there's no concern above avir. This is very similar to Tosis by us. The concern is only when the avir is a product. The mitzvah is a product, is a result, a direct result of the avir. But if the avir is just a means to access the mitzvah, which comes after, that's okay. That's not called mitzvah above avir. Now the kash on this is, because Tosis himself over here in Aflamet, the end of Divrei Masechta Mishum Dehavilei, brings a case of a fellow eating tevel, as matzah. And Tosis presents that as a case of bob avera. You can't be yotze. Your mitzvah's matzah with tevel material. And the kash is, one second. In order to be yotze mitzvah's matzah, this has to be tevel? Is the mitzvah of matzah a direct result and a product of the avera of tevel? What do you mean? He could just take the tevel, separate the truma, separate the maser, and have chulin material for his matzah. The fact that it's tevel is merely circumstantial. Why is that called bob avera? Some person learn was speaking that practically there isn't enough in that material to allow for truma and maser and also for matzah. In which case the iser in this tevel is actually enabling the mitzvah of matzah, otherwise you wouldn't have a shear. That's one approach. But the plain wording in Tosfos doesn't really indicate as such. It sounds like we're speaking about any case. Even if you have a huge batch of wheat, enough to separate your truma and your maser, and enough to go around for the matzah as well, it's still called bava avera. So the question is why? What's the connection between the tevel and the matzah? So the achroinim, many achroinim seek to explain the words of Tosis, and they say like this. In this case, it is connected. Why? Because the fact of the matter is, it's one and the same entity. You have wheat, which is tevel, on which there is an iser achila. So the achila of this wheat is called an achilas iser. And you can take that achila and use it for mitzvah. So you're really taking the same achilas iser and trying to use it as achilas mitzvah. And that's called bav avir. So therefore, in this case, even though on the surface it doesn't appear like the mitzvah is a result of the avir, but in the final analysis of things, since it's a chefetz avir, and the achila of that chefetz entails iser, you can't take that same achila and use it for mitzvah. And that's called bav avir. Therefore, you wouldn't be yotze. So, in summary, based on the Tosis, Ritzvah, and other mefarshim, when the mitzvah is a product of the avir, a result of the avir, such as a stolen lulav, that's called bav avir. When he happens to be sitting in somebody else's sukkah who he chased out of his sukkah, that's not called bav avir. The avir gave him access to the mitzvah, but the mitzvah, the sukkah, is not a stolen sukkah. It's not a product of avir. But in the case of matzah, where it's one and the same eating, one and the same achila, on the one hand it's an iser, you want to take that achilas iser and transform it into a mitzvah, that can't be done. That's called mitzvah bav avirah.